Tough. Okay. We left off on Daf Kaftesim Adays. We tried to give an introduction to the sugya over here of Taroves Chametz by pointing out that the rule in terms of Taroves is that we have a concept of Bitul Barov. We had different explanations. How does Bitul Barov work? We saw according to the Rashba, it's a din of Holech Achaharov. We take each piece separately, hold it up. Statistically, it comes out of the rove, and that's enough to be matir. And when you get to the last piece, so then we have the concept of shnei shvilim, that even if we have an inner contradiction, as long as we can be matir each piece separately, that would be enough. Mashen came the rush held that we have over here halachic alchemy, that we have over here a concept of iser nefach liyos heter. But we saw that this halachic alchemy is based on a precedent of Sanhedrin, that when the Sanhedrin paskins, the minority opinion is considered to be part of the psak. And that's over here also, so the minority piece is considered to be part of the tarovis of heter. We point out at Nafgamina is when you move from yavish to yavish to lach balach, that there the svara of the rush still applies, but the rashba falls off. You can't take pieces separately. It's all interconnected. So we said one of two things, according to the Rashba, either that we have a new principle of bitul b'metzius, that simply that something that dilutes itself, that's diluted to a certain degree, loses its identity, or that we have over here in Achinami, that there is no such thing as bitul in the world of lach b'lach, as long as we have identical objects, and that's really the shita of Rav Yehuda. Yitachain, that's where we're moving over in Tower Gemara, the concept of the Mino, that it's Osir B'mashahu. Why distinguish between Mino and Eino Mino? So on the level of Lach B'lach, if we understand Eino Mino, that there is a Ta'am, that's the classic understanding, that then there's no Tarovis. As long as the Iser is clearly recognizable, we can't speak about it being Batel. So we have to first reach the point where it's no longer no Saint Tom before we can speak about Vito. That simply puts our Gemara into context. Namely, our whole Gemara over here is dealing with the Taroves of Lach B'lach. That's the moment the Gemara speaks about no Saint Tom, we're talking about Lach B'lach. And in Lach B'lach, we have to move into the Machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanon. Is there Bitul at all in the world of Lach B'lach min demino? And that's the background over here of the Sugya on Daf Kaftes. What would really be in the world of Yavish B'Yavish if you had a Taroves of Yavish B'Yavish? So that's a Machlokes Rishonim. I sent you to the Rosh in Avodah Zarah. The Rosh in Avodah Zarah, in the fifth parak, Siman Lamed, takes for granted, Lo Yedana, Lama Lo Yehei Taroves Chametz Muter Af Ba'Achila, if we have a Taroves of Yavish B'Yavish. Ha'adam Ar Chametz V'Mashu Hanu Davar Lach. Hamisarif makom dehave shari suri b'no sein tam have chametz u'mashu aval davar yavesh de b'shari surim chad betrei batel hu adin chametz u'pesach. Namely, the yavesh b'yavesh our sugi is not at all talking about. According to the Rosh, there's no reason why we shouldn't have the classic dinim of bitul. Of course, you realize that there are going to be rishonim who say just as in our sugi, you're going to see that there's a chumra of chametz. Maybe that would apply also to yavesh b'yavesh. Really, it's two deos in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tuf Mem Zayin, that's the Siman of Taroves. If we move over to Sif Tes, as I recall. So over there, Yavesh be Yavesh, the Mechaber says, Afal gav debishari surim chad betrei batel, chametz b'matza af be'elef lo batel. The Yeshomrim, the chametz shavu l'shari surim b'zeh. The Yeshomrim, this is the rush. The first daya is that just like in our Gemara, we're going to see that there are all sorts of chumras, so that it'll come back to the world of Yavesh be Yavesh. But basically, our sugya is talking about the world of lach b'lach. Okay, so we saw last time that in our sugya, we have on the level of the early Amoraim, three deos, the deya of Rav, the deya of Shmuel, and the deya of Rav Yochanan, that they deal with a combination of two issues. Firstly, how b'chol ha-Torah kula do we deal with the world of Taroves in lach b'lach? And secondly, what is the status of Chametz Shavuot HaPesach? Those are the two factors that they deal with. Rav, paskins like Rav Yehuda in both factors. Namely, the same Rav Yehuda who paskins that b'chol ha-Torah kula min b'mino, lach b'lach, we say, is osur b'mashu, there's no bitul. This is the Rav Yehuda who holds a chametz she'avar of a Pesach is aser midoraisa, and therefore we are going to be machmir in the world of Mino, that both on Pesach and after Pesach we're going to have an iser mashehu. That's the shita of Rav Yehuda, that min ben Mino eino batel, both bismano and shelo bismano. What about eino Mino? There Rav Yehuda generally paskin that it's enough to have no sein ta'am. So on the level of Chametz Shalvava Pesach, we maintain Iker Hadin. On the level of Chametz on Pesach, here we have a Gzeira. And we're going to have to explain that Gzeira, we'll come to in a minute. Shmuel says, no, we paskin like Rav Yehuda, that Chametz min b'mino is aser b'mashehu, both on Pesach and after Pesach. That's a din of Kol HaTorah Kula. After Pesach we pass on like Rav Shimon, and therefore there's no Easter to speak about. And on Pesach itself, we don't have any unique gzeros. We just keep the regular principle that b'mino is also b'mashehu, and shelo b'mino is a din of no same time. And Rav Yochanan, he paskins lekula in both areas. B'chol haTorah kula pas like Rabbanan, that lach belach, whether it's mino or no mino, it's a din of no same time. When we don't have a tarovis, when nikar ha'isir, there's no bitul. The moment we have a tarovis, eino no same time, it is batel. And after Pesach, there's nothing to talk about because we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So within these gemaras, within this whole gemara over here on Daf Kaftesa Medeis, the only point which is yotzei dofen, the only point which is not according to the rules, is according to Rav, why are we gozer on Pesach itself, even eino mino b'mashehu? That's, in other words, everything else fits into the rules. Rav Yochanan paskins like Rabbon and Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel paskins like Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rav paskins like Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. But we have one unique gzeira, chametz bizmano, shelo b'mino, atumino. What's the background of this gzeira? So here we have Rashi. Shelo b'mino, about two-thirds of the way down the Amud, shelo b'mino, name bizmano asur. That Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda is only machmir in min b'mino, dam ha'par v'dam ha'soyer. The moment we move over to eino mino, there it's din of no sein ta'am. Rav gozar b'chametz bizmano. We have a unique gzeira. And this gzeira is important to understand because we're going to have a fallout for it. We don't pass in like Rav, we don't pass in like Shmuel, we don't pass in Rav Yochanan, we pass in like Rava. But we have to understand this chumrah because there's going to be a full outfit from this chumrah. That what's the chumrah? Rav gozar b'chametz bizmano, hoil u'bikaresu. Therefore, we're gozer shelo b'mino ato b'mino. We have a chumrah that we have a lav with an iser kares. This isn't the only exception to the rule. Avagav the chelev, the dam, we also have isurei kares. And lo gozer shelo b'mino ato b'mino. Awesome, who the bedile mine. There, all year round, people know that chelev and dam is an Easter of kares. Aval chametz de lo bedile mine, 350 days of the year, depending whether you're chutzlar or Eretz Yisrael, we have a heter of chametz. All of a sudden, for a relatively short period of time, we have an Easter. So we have this concept of lo bedile mine. We have this fear that people are going to just behave habitually. However, ochlo kol yemos hashana. So according to Rashi, we have a combination. We have a combination of kares plus lo bedile mine. This is the source of the iser drabanan. Do all Rishonim agree with Rashi that the source of the iser drabanan is this combination of kares and lo bedile mine? What do you see in the other Rishonim? All right, so we can have another combination. Maram Chalva comes up. We have a chumrah of chametz. We have a din of bayi ra bayi matzei. This is relatively unique, but even that would not be enough to make a gzeira. But when we combine the bayi ra bayi matzei and the obedile, that's enough to make the gzeira. And we move over to Rabbeinu David. Here we find the factors being separated. Namely, according to Rashi, we have a combination of kares plus obedile minei. According to Maram Chalva, we have a combination of Bayiro Bayimotze plus Lobidile Mine. Rabbeinu David has a Havamina and a Maskana. What's the Havamina of Rabbeinu David? We only have one factor. Which one factor? Just one factor sets aside chametz from the entire world. That's the maskana.
Oh.
The havamina, bayi rabbi yimatzei is unique. Kares is not unique, but bayi rabbi yimatzei is unique. You see, the Torah viewed this as a very, very powerful Easter, that even goes there on Re'iyah, on Metziah, whatever those concepts mean. We discussed it at the beginning of the Perek. So also, there's room over here to be goes there. The Rabbeinu David rejects that Havamina and says, no, the maskana is lo bedile minei qua lo bedile minei. That itself, in other words, the fact that we have over here this revolving door, the fact that we have this 90% of the year that we have an Easter and 10%, 90% of the year we have a Heter, and only 10% of the year we have an Easter, that's why Chazal made Gzeros. What's a Nafgamina, whether we're dealing over here with one factor, with two factors, and which factor? Okay, so according to Rashi, we have Kares plus Lo Bedile. According to Ram Chalva'a, Bayeroa plus Lo Bedile. According to Rabbeinu David, the Havamina is we only have Bayeroa Bayimatze, the Maskana is we only have Lo Bedile. What's the big Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is a nafgamina. Here on Erev Pesach, Kares falls off, Bayera Bayematze falls off. What remains is the Lo Bedile. So if we're working off of Rabbeinu David, that the whole issue is Lo Bedile, even Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, we're going to have a din, a gzera of Eino Mino Atumino. Masha'en Ken, if we take any of the other Shitos, we're going to have a Heta. That's what's brought over here in Tosfos Ben Peretz, name of the Riva, that if we're taking the approach of Kares plus Lo Bedile B'nei Erev Pesach, there's no Kares, there'd only be a din of Mashahu on Mino, not on Eino Mino. The Rush over here in Perek Beis Al-Chahei, Kevan Shein Bo Kares, Erev Pesach, is fine. But according to the Maskon of Rabbeinu David, it would even apply to Erev Pesach. What else could be a Nafgamina? Achar Pesach will have, according to Rabbeinu David, right. In other words, the moment that we're going to have, if we pass like Rav Yehuda.
Right.
That would be a second Nafgamina. What would be a third Nafgamina? Where else would we have a Nafgamina where we're going to have situations where some factors will apply and other factors won't apply? Tarovis is what we're talking about. I know what you're aiming at. We'll come to it in 1 minute. But, yes? Chametz Nuksha. Namely, if we have a type of chametz on which there is no kares, so then l'chora, if there's no kares, there's also no bayera, bayematze, and chametz nuksha. Namely, we can keep our medications in our medicine cabinet. There's no need to sell the medications. It's chametz nuksha. We may not be able to eat them, but there's no din of chametz of bayera, bayematze, but chametz nuksha. But lo bedile minei, certainly there is. If these medications are mutter all year round, and all of a sudden Pesach we have an issue. So if we pass like Rabbeinu David, there's a reason to say that Tarovus Mino, Tarovus Eino Mino is all b'mashu. However, according to all the other Rishonim, here we distinguish between Mino and Sheino Mino. Moving over to what Yosef said earlier, what was Yosef referring to? We asked the question, why should we machmir? Why should we machmir in the world of Chametz over Kol HaTorah Kula? Kol HaTorah Kula, Mino is mashu. Eino Mino is no Saint Tom. Here, according to Rav, we say that even Eino Mino is Mashahu. So we gave all sorts of reasons of Kares and Lil Bedile and Bayer Rabbi Yimatze. What else do we find in the Rishonim?
I mean, I was Rabbeinu Tam.
Before we get to Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros points out in Perek Tesvav that the reason that we're Machmir on Eino Mino is for, because we have the Rambam. Yeroeli, al titma al chametz bePesach shatora amra. Don't be, you know, it's of course self. What normally we distinguish between mino and eno mino. Why over here don't we distinguish? Al titma chametz bePesach shatora amra kol machnetzes lo tochelu lefika chachmiru bo kamoshe biarnu. The Rambam paskins that chametz on Pesach is always going to be asur b'mashuhu, b'im b'mino b'shal b'mino. Why? Because he says we have a unique Iser. In other words, b'chal ha-Torah kulo, there's no special Iser on Taroves. If you have a bit of chelev mixed into your mashed potatoes, so, you know, that's the din, you know, the achar v'lahatos, no Saint Tom. In other words, we have classic halachos. However, on Pesach, we don't have only an Iser of eating something b'en. we have an Iser d'oraisa of eating something with tarovas. Kol machmetzes lo tochelu. That's the Rambam earlier in Hilchos Chametz Umatza. That when he counts up the lavim in his koteret, in his heading to Hilchos Chametz Umatza, he has five mitzvos lo sase. One of them is not only shelo le'echol chametz kol shiva, that's the third mitzvah, but lo le'echol taroves chametz kol shiva. So according to the Rambam, as he said, Rambam l'shitato says, if we have this unique iser on eating taroves chametz, that's a reason to be gozer mino atu mino. Yes. No. The iser the oraisa would be when we have a din of taroves. The din of taroves is according to the rules of taroves. You have to see what the rules of taroves are. But the rules of taroves generally don't make an Iser Mashahu on Eino Mino. We'll see the Rambam has unique Shita, why over here we're Machmir. But generally the Chumros are in the world of Mino. To be Machmir over here in the world of Eino Mino is because this is the only Lav where we have a Din of Taroves. Kol Machmetz, according to the Rambam, that's the Iser. The only according to the Rambam, according to most Rishonim, Kol Machmetz, as we saw, that's according to Rav Yehuda, that's the makor of the three Yisurim, right? That we have an Easter before Pesach, after Pesach.
No, but what is he saying when he says that Kol Machmetz is a special thing that includes everything? So that includes all kinds of tarovas, no?
Tarovas of chametz.
All kinds of tarovas of chametz. So therefore, why do you need Gzeira?
No. All types of tarovas of chametz that are usur. In other words, when you have an Isur, b'chol haTorah kula, of taroves chametz, as opposed to generally, in other words, what do you need this extra lav? Is don't we have?
Anyway, we're talking about the level of there with the Rabbanan, then he comes in with the pasuk that seems to include it. So it seems that it's not.
No, the Rambam says again, the Al Titma Chametz Pesach, that we said that Chametz Pesach goes beyond the rules. Shatora Amra Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu Lefika Hechmiru Bo Kamo Shebi Arnu. Hechmiru Bo.
He doesn't mean to say that Kol Machmetzes means also Tarovas. It just means that for Chametz, it's a shaykh to be Machmir.
That in Chametz, we're more Machmir on the world of Tarovas. And with that b'chol haTorah kula, there would be one Isur when you eat a taroves. According to the Rambam, it comes out that we have two Isurim. Why would we have two Isurim? Normally, you're chaya for eating the be'en. When you eat a taroves, if there's kezayis b'chli achilas pras. But then it only goes down to a chatzishir and makinos and makas mardus. In other words, so what over here is the chumrah of the Rambam as opposed to according to other Rishonim?
The chorah, if you were to have
chelev, that would be mixed into a taroves of mashed potatoes, then you would have a kezayis b'teich achilas pras. So the chorah, you'd. What? Vale, it's also doraisa. The question is, what over here is the unique lav of Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu? Yes? I understand. That's I don't want to get to that yet, because we're talking now in Rav. In terms of Rav, we don't get to Davar Shashamat here. According to Rav, we're paskening like Rav Yehuda, the Bin Bimino, is also b'mashu dama par v'dam ha-soyer. But Rav has a gzera because of a chumra. We're asking, what is the chumra of chametz? So we have within Rashi, Maram Chalva, Rabbeinu David, we have various chumras. The Rambam has a different chumra. The Rambam's chumra is that we have a din of kol machmetzes. That's the chumra according to the Rambam.
But the Rambam may not be saying it as the
Rambam. But we can say it. We can say it l'shitas the Rambam within Rav. That's a fact. The Rambam has this chumra. What everyone is asking is, in what way is this, in words, ech ze mitbate? Where does this come in? And in other isurim, we don't have a special isur of tarovas. We just have the isur on the be'en. But when you eat a tarovas where the be'en is in batel, we say that according to other Rishim, you wouldn't get Malkos when you eat a Tarovis, and only by Chametz and Pesach you get Malkos, yes?
Well, isn't Rav's opinion that you need it because that's the Achilas Pras?
Yes.
But that's for sure he's learned.
He says it here also in the world of, that's what I was reading, the world of Chametz Umatzah. The world of, in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hei, and Vav. Now we have a din of tarovas. This is a unique lav. We don't find this in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, that there's an Easter to eat tarovas of chelev and dam, etc., etc. The Rambam says this is unique to the world of chametz, and that's why we're machmir in chametz. We have different rules in chametz because of this unique lav. But what is the practical implication of this lav? We'll have to look. Okay, I'm sorry that I thought of looking and I don't know. Okay, this is all within Rav. Again, within Shmuel, everything is, you know, is clear. He follows the rules. Rav Yochanan follows the rules. Our problem is when we get to Lamed Amud Aleph. Amar Rava. And here we'll read according to the Girsa, which is in front of us. Hilchasa, Chametz Bizmano, Bein Bemino, Bein Shelo Bemino, Asur B'mashahu Kirav. Shelo bizmano, vein bemino, vein shelo bemino, mutar k'Rabbi Shimon. That Rava makes a combination from the previous Amoraim, which is not the equivalent of exactly Rav or Shmuel or Rav Yochanan. And according to the Girsa that we have in front of us, he paskins like Rav in terms of chametz bizmano. And he paskins like Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, and when we're dealing with chametz shelo bizmano. Chametz shelo bizmano, we paskin like Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no Iser d'oraisa on chametz shelo bizmano, so therefore the moment you move over to the world of Tarovis, it turns into a heter. What happened to the Knas, the Gemara will ask in a few minutes. But leaving aside the Knas, we have the basically Me'ikar Adin, it's Mutar, and therefore, the moment we have a tarovas, it's mutar. Mashe enkein in chametz bizmano, here, ben bemino, ben shalom bemino, b'mashehu kirav. That it appears from the language of a Gemara that he paskins like Rav, hook, line, and sinker. And that's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Shmamina, de pasak rava, hilchasa b'chol isurin shebatara b'minon b'mashehu. Rashi stresses the chelev shenafal kedera oser b'mashehu, as long as it's a case of min b'mino v'chein halacha. I Rava himself in Chulin says kol isurim shebatora b'shishim. That's shelo b'minon. Shelo b'minon, we have a din of no same time. But when it comes to minon min b'mino, we paskin according to Rav. Rav says, Rav Ushmuel Amri Travayu Kol Isurim Shebetora Mino B'Mashehu. That's what Rav is paskening. Namely, that even though we have Machlokes Rabbanon and Rav Yehuda, Rav is paskening like Rav Yehuda against Rabbanon. That B'chola, this is a tremendous chumra. That B'chola Torah Kula, Min B'Mino is Aser B'Mashehu. That there's no beetle on the level of Min B'Mino B'chola Torah Kula. The Chiddush of Rav, why bring in Rav? Why not simply say Rav Yehuda? Is that we're gozer on Pesach, Eino mino atu mino. Why are we gozer? That's the chumra of Pesach. But that's, you know, but that's the second stage. The first stage is that b'chol haTorah kula, we paskin. That b'chol haTorah kula, we paskin like Rav Yehuda. And then the second stage is that on Pesach we have over here a unique gezeira. This drove Tosfos up the wall. Since when do, you know, we have a chukas yachid v'rabim. You know, it's that Rabbi Yehuda is a das yachid. It's viewed as an off-the-wall shita. In other words, that to say min b'mina was aser b'mashehu, ma'pitom min b'mina was aser b'mashehu. And so Tosus over here says we have to check into the girsos. Are we really gores in the Gemara? What Rashi says, b'mashehu kirav. And here we have two lashonos in Rabbeinu Tam. The first lashon capitulates to Rashi. The bottom line is that the girsa is b'mashehu kirav. However, in what does Tosfos disagree with Rashi? On the girsa, he agrees. On the halach and Hilchos Pesach, he agrees. On what point does he disagree? B'chol HaTorah Kula. Right. That's the first Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Namely, that B'chol HaTorah Kula, we paskin like Rabbanon. That min b'mino is b'no sein tam. And min b'sheino mino is certainly b'no sein tam. There's no din of mashehu. However, on Pesach, here we have a unique chumrah. On Pesach, we have a unique chumrah that we're going to be machmir both on the level of mino and on the level of eno mino. It'll be a double whammy. That first, we're going to be machmir that min b'mino is also b'mashehu, and then we're going to be gozer eno mino atu mino. This is a unique chumrah in Pesach. B'chol HaTorah Kula, what Rashi says, chelev, dam, any other isurim, certainly that there are dinim of shishim, only no sein tam. In other words, there's no din b'chol HaTorah Kula of a lack of vitul. That's the first daya in Tosfos. And then stick to our girsa, b'mashehu kirav, but explain it not as a din b'chol HaTorah Kula, but there's this whole din, both in mino and eno mino, is only on Pesach. However, the second daya of Rabbeinu Tam is that lo garsina b'mashehu kirav, v'chei mashem b'hagdolo garasle. And really, how does Rava paskin? Hilchas achametz ben bismano ben shelo bismano, asur. Period. Asur. What does asur mean? Asur like kol HaTorah Kula. Asur b'no sein tam. Namely, paskinin like Rav Yochanan. Paskinin like Rabbanan b'chol HaTorah Kula. And the achametz bismano ben bimino ben shelo bismano is asur b'no sein tam, like Rav Yochanan said, and shelo bismano is also like Rav Yochanan. That basically, Rav is passing like Rav Yochanan, that Bismano, we have a din of no sein tam. Shalom Bismano, we pass like Rabbi Shimon, and that we have a heter gomor, Shalom Bismano. That's the second daya within Tosfos. So within Rashi, we have over here a din b'chol HaTorah Kula. Within Tosfos, we either have a chumra of chametz, or not even a chumra of chametz, depending on the girsa. Let's move over to the Rif, and then we'll try and understand what's behind the sheet. So let's move over to the Rif a minute. We open up the Rif to Zafzayin Amadeus. He quotes Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Chametz Bismano, Bein Bemino, Bein Shelo Bemino, Asur. Asur. That's the Gif, and then that's the Rif's Girsa and the Gemara. And then the Rif continues, Umidalo Koyaiv Shiura Lamilsa, Shmamina Bemashahu. So far, this is all the gears of the Rif. And then we have a parenthesis over here, Karav. And then the Rif continues, Shalom Bismano Bemino Ben Shalom Mino Muter Karabi Shimon. Okay. So, what are the two options within the Rif? How do we understand the Rif? The Rif certainly is not the second day of Rabbeinu Tam. Right? The Rif says that the bottom line over here is that we have on Pesach and Easter Mashehu. But what is the question? Is it only, in other words, is it a unique principle? No, bein bimino, bein shelo bimino, the Rif says. Amar Rava, hilchasa chametz bismano, bein bimino, bein shelo bimino, asur. And the Rif says it's asur b'mashehu. But what's the question? Is this a din in chametz, like the first day of Rabbeinu Tam, or is this a din b'chol HaTorah Kula, like Rashi? Namely, whether the Rif certainly, so far, we have a Rashi that Rava is telling us that B'chol HaTorah Kula, we have a din of min b'mino b'masho. Namely, Yipashkin like Rav Yehuda B'chol HaTorah Kula, that's the din of Rav. And then in Pesach,
we have a unique din that min the eno mino is also the mashu. This is the chumra of Pesach according to Rashi. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the first girsa, no. B'chol haTorah kula, whether it's min the mino or eno mino, we have a din of no same tam, like the Sipasim, like Rabbanah. However, we have in Pesach a unique chumra that min the mino and min the eno mino is mamashu. This is a unique halacha in terms of chametz, nothing to do with kol haTorah kula. And Rabbeinu Tam too says that b'chol haTorah kula and Pesach, there's no uniqueness of Pesach. B'chol haTorah and Pesach, you say min the mino and min the eno mino is the no same time. We call shish, right? We pass him like Rabbah. Okay, these are the three deos. Now, we want to plug the other Rishon. These are the lower of the three options that we have within our sugya. Where does the rif fit in over here? So the rif is either like Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. It depends. Rif says black and white that on Chametz on Pesach we have a din of Mashu. There's no question that we have a din of Mashu. The question is it Karav and then it's Rashi, or is it not Karav and then it's Rabbeinu Tam, namely that it's a unique halacha within Pesach. These are the two options within the Rif. How does the Baal HaMor learn? So the Baal HaMor learns like the second Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that this is all of Chachmei Tzarfas and all of Chachmei Darbona. In other words, that this is the, that we're not machmir on Pesach more than no same time. There's no special halacha of mashu. That's a din according to Rav. We don't pass it like Rav. Rav is like Rav Yehuda. That's an off-the-wall shita. We don't pass in that way. We don't pass in that way b'chol haTorah kula. We don't pass in that way on Pesach. We just have a girsa of osur. We don't have osur kirav. However, the Ramban, he's the Milchamos Hashem. He wants to shore up the Rif, but the Ramban understands black and white like Rabbeinu Tam, namely that b'chol haTorah kula we have a din of no same tam. Here we have a unique chumra in terms of Pesach. Okay, this is what we, you know, as we move to the back of the book. So the Rif opens two options, Baal HaMor takes the third option, the Ramban hits into the second option. The Ramban says this is a das of all Rishonim. I don't know what the Baal HaMor is talking about. He lived in Provence. He didn't see all the Rishonim. Chachmei Tzarfas, Chachmei Sfarad. Everyone holds this direction. This is really Rov Rishonim. One begins to go through and count up. This is the day of Rov Rishonim. B'chol haTorah kula, we have dinim of no same time. We don't pass on Rav Yehuda. There's no din of Yisra Mashu b'chol haTorah kula. Rashi is a das yachid that we pass in that way b'chol haTorah kula. But on Pesach, everyone knows that even Yisra Mashu on Pesach, across the board, that's a chumr on Pesach. Why is Pesach more chumr than Kol HaTorah? Manish Tana. Why is Pesach more different than Kol HaTorah Kula? So here is where the Ramban brings in something that we haven't yet seen. You saw it, but not everyone saw it. The Ramban says that Kevan de chametz bizmano hechmiro lav Torah yoser mishar isurim shehu bekares va'over mishum bal yeray uba yimatze v'lo bedilei in sheminei hechmiro bei rabbanan tvei mishar isurim. Namely, he brings in everyone. He just shoots in all directions. Rashi, Maram Chalva, the Rabbi Nodav, it's all in the Ramban. Then he continues, va'od ani omer, va'od ani omer, something that we haven't yet seen in all of the Rishonim. The cave on the Kaimelon called Dover Shieshla Matirin Afilu Be'elef Lo Batel Af Chametz BePesach Eino Batel LaOlam. That we have over here a new rule, a rule that we saw in the Gemara back by Hekdesh, that Hekdesh was a Dover Shieshla Matirin, because you could be poda it. So here on Chametz, you don't need any pidyon. You just wait until the end of the seventh day, and poof, the Chametz now becomes mutter. And we know that the world of Dover Shesh Matirim, we have a unique chumra of bito of Iser b'mashu, afilu be'elef, eino batel. And that's the chumra of Pesach, that chametz is a Dover Shesh Lo Matirim.
What?
Well,
firstly, the Ramban learned Gemara and Pos and Rishonim. This is before Rishonim that preceded him. This is what you find in Rashi. This is what you find in other words, in 100%. Except, so really, you can ask yourself. I don't understand. Rashi didn't know the din of Darshan Matirim. Maram Chava didn't know din of Darshan Matirim. Rabbi Nodavid didn't know din. Why didn't anyone bring in Darshan Matirim until what we'll see that there was a Rishon who did, but what?
The Rambam
did. Right, we'll see. But in other words, what over here is the chiddush of the Rambam and the Ramban? What, in other words, why doesn't every mention Darshan Matirim? Is it so pashut? That chametz is a davar sheyesh lamatirim, muktzah on Shabbos is davar sheyesh lamatirim. Right? An apple falls off the tree on Shabbos, it's muktzah. When Shabbos began, it was on the tree. Motzei Shabbos, you can eat the apple. That's a davar sheyesh lamatirim. We pointed out that there's a mitzvah to be poed the hekdesh. That's a davar sheyesh lamatirim. It's so clear that chametz on Pesach is davar sheyesh lamatirim. That those are technical things. What? No. You're 100% correct within the Ramban. I'm saying, but when you open the Shulchan Aruch, to Siman Kuf Beis in Yoredeya, and that's the Siman that deals with Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirim, and you check, are we talking about Chametz on Pesach or not? Is this included in the list of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirim? So what do you find? It's two deos in the Ramah. Why? Davar Sheyesh Lo Heter V'chozer V'ne'esar Kegon Chametz of Pesach Lo mikri davar sheyesh lamatirim v'yesh cholkim bazeh. Namely, this isn't a classic davar sheyesh lamatirim. It's not when an apple falls off the tree on Shabbos and it's aser. Motzei Shabbos it's mutter. Next Shabbos it's going to be aser, and then Motzei Shabbos is going to be. It's not a cycle. Davar sheyesh lamatirim means once it's mutter, it's mutter. Once you were poed a hekdesh, you were poed a hekdesh. It's mutter. It's mutter. To kol here we're dealing with a cyclical iser. We're going in a cycle. It's going to be Osir 7 days, then Mutar 350 plus days, then Osir 7 days, then Mutar. In other words, is that a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirim when it's not necessarily built into the... that we don't have a heter, which is a heter olami. We have a heter zmani. It goes from a state of Isur to a heter zmani, to a state of Isur to a state of heter zmani, or if you want to, it goes from an Isur zmani to a heter zmani, to an Isur zmani, to a heter zmani, etc. Is that called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirim? That's a machlokes rishonim. Everyone who doesn't bring in Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirim and Chametz on Pesach disagrees with the Ramban, and as you pointed out, this is the Shita of the Rambam. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros Perek Tesvav, where the Rambam says that in Halacha Tes, Chametz v'Pesach af al pish umi yisurei Torah einu b'cholos elu, to always have a din of no sein ta'am, lefi she'ena taroves asura lo'olam, hari achar Pesach tiyeh kol ha'taroves muteres, lefi kach oser b'kol shu. Okay? So the author of, simply, if you want to look for the author, so then the Ramah that I was quoting over here, I was reading from the end of Siman Kuf Beis. The Ramah quotes the Mordechai Perek Kol Shah. That's our Perek. That's our Mordechai. So if we open our Mordechai, just to be able to see it inside, that there is such a Shita, but it's something that, you know, most people say, Ma pitam, Chametz on Pesach isn't the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirim. If we open our Mordechai to our Sugya, Siman Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel. In my edition, it's page Lamed Aleph in the back of the Gemara.
Lamed Aleph?
In the back of the Gemara. It's before, right? The Mordechai, after the Rif. It's on page, it's Siman Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel. So he says, V'kosav Rav Shmuel Mipliza B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam D'lo Shayach Dover Shesha Matirim Hecha Sha'ocho Miskalkel. But then he goes, that's a unique problem. V'chein Shama Mishem Rabbeinu Kohen, Rabbeinu Chaim, I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Chaim. Kaf Tzadi, Kohen Tzedek, Rabbi, this is Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen, who says you don't have to live in Eretz Yisrael nowadays because it's too difficult. Right, V'chein Shama Mishem Rabbeinu Chaim, Kohen Tzedek, the Dover HaChozer L'Yisuro Me'elav, Kegon Chametz SheChozer L'Shana Haba L'Yisuro, Lo Shayach Lomar Dover Sheish L'Matirim. In other words, there's nothing to talk about. This isn't Dover Sheish L'Matirim. No, what do you say? What do you say? Should this be a Dover Sheish L'Matirim or should this not be a Dover Sheish L'Matirim? If we have a cycle, goes on and off.
Should be.
Who, in other words, cuss?
Because you wait, it's finished. What's going on next year? That's another cheshbon.
Okay, so yes, or?
Or you can say that it doesn't have a halachic heter.
Okay, so if you recall, by Davar Shesh HaMatirim, we had him a focus, we're showing him why do we say in Davar Shesh HaMatirim afilu be'elef rabata? Why are we machmir? L'chora, it's counterintuitive. We would think something where you have a temporary Easter should be more kal, not more chamor. Davar Shesh HaMatirim means it's only temporary Easter. It's only going to be usher for the next 8 hours. That's the reason to be machmir? So we had a machokas rishonim. Rashi and Beitza on Daf Gimel Medbeis said what Yehuda pointed out. Why use a halacha of bitul? Bitul is not a logical din. It's a gzeres hakasuv, right? Halachic alchemy. Halachah harov. Why use a gzeres hakasuv of bitul that we're machriya that we have over here to heter? Wait. Just have patience. Wait. It's like Adam Harishon. Wait until Shabbos. Then. You know, make kiddush on the Eitz Hadas Tov HaRa. Why jump the gun? Wait, and then it'll turn into heter. So over here, wait, and then you're going to have heter. Or the other alternative was the Ran in the Darim, I think it's Daf Nun Beis, where the Ran says, no, this is not a balabatish halacha. I don't mean balabatish in a negative sense. It's just, you know, it's a svara that anyone can say. This is not a svara in that respect. It's a halacha. Namely, that when Rav Yehuda says that min b'mino is not batel, that's l'chora pasuk. What do Rabbanan do with the pasuk of dam ha'parva dam ha'soyer? They say that in order to have bitul, you need contra. You need a majority, a minority that have a different character. However, if we were to have min b'mino, heter beheter, Rabbanan would agree that it's not batel. That's dam ha'parva dam ha'soyer. There's no contra, there's no contrast. When there's no contrast, then there's no loss of identity. Normally, Easter and Heter, we have a contrast, so the minority loses its identity. But if you have Davar Shesh LaMatirim, it's not Easter beheter, it's potential Heter beheter. Namely, there's no contrast. You know, it's on the plane of conceptual halacha. Muktzah is mutter. Muktzah, Motzei Shabbos is going to be mutter. So, were we to have a taroves of an apple that fell off the tree on Shabbos into 10 apples that fell off the tree on Friday, we would say this is not. We can't apply the dinu of bitul. We don't have over here Iser beheter. We have heter beheter because the whole Iser of muktzah is only a temporary status. It's going to become mutter. It's heter beheter. That's the way the Ran understands the world of Davar Shesh HaMatirim. That we're dealing over here with a halachic construct. That because it's going to be mutter, it's potentially mutter. If it's potentially mutter, there's no contrast between this and the heter that it's found in. It's heter beheter. If we have something which is aser, going to be mutter, then going to be aser again, then going to be mutter again, what's its status? What? It's like Easter. It's not really. We can't say it's potentially heter because it's also potentially Easter. Namely, it's its own. It's different. It remains different, and therefore, it's in other words the moment that it remains different. This isn't the Davar Shesh LaMatirim. This isn't something which we can say is heter beheter. This is cyclical. This is something which remains always potentially Iser. And therefore it lends itself to bitul. That's the machlokas of L'chora. The machlokas between Yehuda and Reuven is the machlokas between Rashi and the Ran. And we have over here two deos. And whether we're going to call Chametz on Pesach or Davar Shesh LaMatirim, the Ramban over here says yes. But the Ran Alatar says no. The Ran is l'shitaso. It's not a Davar Shesh LaMatirim. According to Rashi, it's a Davar Shesh LaMatirim, but not according to the Ran. So we have over here a chiddush halacha of the Ramban and the Rambam. But l'chora, in other words, there certainly is room to say that the Chametz on Pesach is not a Davar Shesh LaMatirim. There's room to say maybe yes, and there's room to say maybe no. But here, we have to ask ourselves a number of questions. The clock is still standard time, right? Okay. I say, wow, I said all of this, even I didn't even begin to share. Yeah.
is there a story to this? Since the won't exist next Pesach.
Why won't it exist next Pesach?
If it's something that will go back, like it won't be edible next.
So that, you know, that's the question of whether it's miskalkel or not. That's the first day over there in the run, that this isn't something that has lasting value, and therefore you can't. But the, in other words, local kach, in other words, normally shelf life of most items nowadays goes for more than a year. So the Cheerios that you have, if you bought it in America, is going to say it's good until April 2012. It's going to have another Pesach of schnapps. So there's a lot of things that have long shelf life, and that are chametz. The okay. Let's assume for a moment that the Ramban and the Rambam are correct, that chametz on Pesach is a davar shiyesh lamatirim, and that's why we say ein obata lafilu be'elef. Would that explain why chametz on Pesach is the mashu both in min devino and in min b'sheino mino? Who here learned Yoredeya? The whole chumra of Doshesh Matirim is only said by Mindu Mina. So we want to explain also Mindu Sheino Mina. How do we do that? In other words, if we're building on Dabar Sheish Matirim, how do we explain Mindu Sheino Mina? So either we're going to say, here we have a chumra of Pesach. Here's where the chumra of Pesach comes in, right? That Chametz on Pesach is Doshesh Matirim. Therefore, Mindu Mina is Aser, and here we have a chumra. Or, no, Rafi, this is what the Rambam says. This is the Rambam of the Din of Machmetzes. That even, in other words, that even though B'chol HaTorah Kula Doreshesh Lamatirim is limited to Mimimino, since on Chametz and Pesach we have the Din of Machmetzes, therefore it moves over into Mindish Eino Mino as well. That's what the Rambam, that's the context of the Rambam, of Halach Perak Tezvav, Hilchos Machos Asuros, Halacha Tes, and Halacha Yudbe. In other words, that to explain why we're going to. In other words, that's simply that. In other words, even if you're holding Davashesh HaMatirim, you have to come on to something beyond that to explain the din of Rava. Rava said, Chametz v'Pesach bein b'mino, bein b'sheino mino, is Osir b'mashu. Davashesh HaMatirim classically only gets you a few min b'mino. If you want to move over into min b'sheino mino, there we need the din of mashu. Why distinguish that? I really, in other words, that's like taking us much too far. In other words, why lechatzilah, the whole notion of tirim is only the nimino, not the nimsheno mino. In other words, I don't want to deal with that currently, but you know, it's what we find in the Rambam here, where he brings in Machmetzes, and the Ramban brings over here the chumra of Pesach. What would be just to close things, erev Pesach, according to the Ramban and according to the Ramban that they bring in over here. That we have a unique halacha of davar sheish lamatirim on Pesach, which brings about an Easter mashahu. Would that also apply on erev Pesach?
Sure,
for min demino. Certainly. Chametz and erev Pesach is also davar sheish lamatirim. What about on the level of min disheino mino on erev Pesach? So if it's a chumra of Pesach, so you have to see. Kares doesn't apply. Lo bedile does apply. Bayir Abayim Atzei does apply, like we said previously. If it's a din of kol machmetzes lo sochelu, doesn't apply on erev Pesach. That's a din of kol shiva. That's unique off of that. So then it would be only on Pesach, not on erev Pesach. No, it's simply you would plug it in to the previous fakiras. Okay, this is the overview. However, we asked whether davar sheish lamatirim is shayach on chametz on Pesach. We said maybe it's not shayach at all. Maybe chametz on Pesach is not a davar sheish lamatirim because it's cyclical. That we saw in Reb Chaim HaKohen, that's what's brought in the Mordechai, that's brought in the Ramah, etc. But the Ran al-Atar has a different taina on the Ramban. Let's go back to the Ramban, on the Zayin Amid Beis. The Ramban says... Thank you. The Kaimalon, smack in the middle of the Ramban on Dav Zayin Amud Beis in my edition, the Kaimalon, the Kol Dover Sheish HaMatina Fe'elef Lo Batel, so therefore, Achayin Tzeh Pesach Eino Batel Lo Olam, Shaharei Tav Shil Zeh Nis'ari Bo Chameitz Ve'ena Ta Osro Ela Liyomo, Hayom Asur Ulamachar Hu Mutar, Vahu Atzmo Be'eno Mutar Min HaTorah, V'lo konas Rabbi Shimon lehakel alav. What over here was Ramban trying to deflect? Namely, what could someone have come, and we'll see the Ran really does come, and say, what are you talking about? Chametz on Pesach is a davar sheyesh lo matirim. What exists after Pesach on Chametz? We have an Isur, we have a knas. We pass in Rabbi Shimon that there's a knas. Why call Chametz on Pesach davar sheyesh lo matirim? It's going from an Isur d'oraisa to an Isur d'rabbanan. It never goes to a heter. When if you were to make a tarovis on Chametz on Pesach, so on Pesach were you to eat it, you would get malkos. And after Pesach, if you were to eat it, you get makas mardus. That's called davar sheyesh lo matirim. When you go from a d'oraisa to a d'rabbanan, that's davar sheyesh lo matirim. So that's really what the Ramban, what the Ramban asks on the what the Ran asks in the Ramban. Vani chochech b'tam zeh. The im isa derava kiamar lav mitamayu, etc. Ve'od demay damar davar sheyesh lo matirim filo yaflo batel mashma vare d'rabbanan hu ve'kemen d'rabbanan hu ki hechi demachmirin on tfei lemigzar shalo b'mino atominu bishlam l'rav datatam. One second. The Kevan the Midoraiser of Yishim Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirim Hu. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, Yishim Knasa. In other words, so the Ramban uses the phrase Lo Ba Lo Hakel Olav Elo Hachmir Olav Lo Nehirali. I don't understand what you're talking about. The problem is that we're moving over here to an Isur Drabanan. I mean, the Ramban was bothered by it, but he deflects it. He says that the Isur Drabanan of Davar Sheyesh Lo, the Isur Drabanan of Chametz after Pesach, says the Ramban, is ba lahachmir alav, not lahakel alav. In other words, davar sheyesh lo matirim is a chumra. To say it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirim is a kula. That Rabbi Shimon made a knas that would bring about a kula, that we don't say. But what over here is the issue? When we're going from a doraisa to a drabanan, should that be a davar sheyesh lo matirim? Or should it not be a davar sheyesh lo matirim? We're moving to from a doraisa to a drabanan. Should we call that a davar sheyesh lo matirim or not? What?
Davar sheyesh lo matirim.
Yes.
That means you can use it. And you just told me a knas, you can't use it. So how could it be a davar sheyesh lo matirim?
So I want you to tell me. In other words, that's what I want you to tell me.
It's a reason because it's deraita, so then the rabbanan doesn't catch it.
No, go back. In other words, we have a chakira in terms of davar sheyesh lo matirim. Go back to, we have one chakira, davar sheyesh lo matirim. Why is davar sheyesh lo matirim more chamor? Why don't we say that there is beetle? Yes?
It's a matter of patience won't help.
But if it's a matter of... Well, you see, we have a problem over here, that we have the Ran, right? We know what the Ran holds. It's a question of you know, connecting the dots, rather than a question of thinking. Namely, if we say davar sheyesh lo matirim is that which we're going to view as potential heter, and here, this is never going to be mutter, it's always going to be osur on a certain plane, so then, we, according to the Ram, l'chora, this is not a davar sheyesh lo matirim, that's what he says. We're moving from an Isur d'oraisa to an Isur d'rabanan, so we're moving from the fire into the frying pan. My nafkamina, in other words, it's not heter.
I would be more concerned to say here, because if we're talking about shame heter or something like that, then there's more.
I do agree with you. I do agree with you that the Ran could be going in two directions. But Lamaisa, he himself does say it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirim. Masha Einkein, if we're taking Yehuda Svara, let's just wait. So when we wait, what we are doing is we are removing an Isur d'oraisa. On Pesach, we have over here an Isur d'oraisa with kares. In other words, we have over here Malkos d'oraisa. So why use Bitul to get around the Isur d'oraisa? Just wait and the Isur d'oraisa will fall off. Either is going to be a knas. No, so there'll be a knas. but the Easter d'oraisa fell off. Namely, the Easter we were speaking about is going to fall off. I agree with you. You what? What Beitul would have done is taken an Easter d'oraisa and make it disappear. Right? Heter nefach lios Easter. That's what Beitul would have done. We're not going to do that if the Easter d'oraisa is going to disappear on its own. There's going to be an Easter d'rabbanan that takes its place. Okay. Dayalatzar b'shaita, worry about them. But the Easter d'oraisa, which exists currently, is really going to fall off. I agree with you that al pisvara, I could have said the other way as well. However, there is an option, in other words, of saying that because it's going from a d'oraisa to a d'rabbanan, to say that really we have over here a revach naki, we've gotten rid of our Easter d'oraisa, we'll call this a davash shamatirim, and there is a reason to say that conceptually, we haven't really changed things because it's never going to be the equivalent of the tarovitz. It's never going to be the equivalent of that which surrounds it. That which surrounds it is heter. That which is, in other words, that which it itself is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. It's never going to turn into heter. So there's room to say both sides. Namely, you can fit the Ramban l'shitato, and you can fit the Ramban l'shitato. Yes.
The Ramban doesn't give an answer. He doesn't say, well, it's still better to go from there to the Ramban. He just says something.
What we said over here is according to the Ramban, we could explain this matter. But the Ramban himself says lo kansinan. In other words, he uses the phrase that we don't make a knas lokonis Rabbi Shimon lohakel alav. Lokonis Rabbi Shimon lohakel alav. Namely, it appears according to Ramban that his svara is built somewhat into the nature of the knas of Rabbi Shimon. The nature of the knas of Rabbi Shimon, according to Ramban, doesn't obviate the davar sheish lamatirin. While according to the Ran, the nature of the Knas of Rabbi Shimon does obviate it. How do we deal with the Knas of Rabbi Shimon? Let's go back a minute. Keep your hand in the riff. Go back a minute to Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara asked, how can you say that after Pesach everything is fine? Be'memino ben shalom be'mino. Mi amar Rava Hachi, the fourth line of the Gemara. Hamar Rava Rabbi Shimon Knas Akonis. Hoel v'avar lava ba'yira o'ba'yi matzeh. Don't we have a knas? Don't we still have an Easter even after Pesach, be it on a drabanan plane? So the Gemara answers, Hane mile ve'ene. When was Rabbi Shimon, when did he make his knas? That's when we're dealing with chametz be'en. Chametz be'en, a bottle of whiskey, that's chametz be'en, that's where you have the knas. Avol ayedei ta'aroves, but when we have chametz which is in a ta'aroves, then lo. Then there's no knas. Namely, Rabbi Shimon's knas is on be'en, not on ta'aroves. What are two ways conceptually of reading this din of Rabbi Shimon? That we are kones that which is be'en, we are not kones that which is b'ta'aroves. On Pesach itself, whether it's be'en or b'ta'aroves, it's osur b'mashehu. After Pesach, where it goes down to the level of Knas, if it's Be'en, it's still going to be Osir. If, however, it's B'taroves, that Taroves is going to be Mutter. What does it mean?
What do you mean? Hanav, Achila?
Let me read to you the language of Rabbeinu David. On one hand, this is the Ran. But the Ramban holds, Achar shemina Torah yesh lo matirin, v'hu asur, ein lanu lahatiro mishum knasa d'rabbanon shelo yehei chumro kulo. In other words, that the Rabbeinu David over here brings the machlokes between the Ran and the Ramban. What over here is he saying about the nature of the knas? whether asru osa la'achar ha-pesach mishum k'nasa, or ein lanu hatiro mishum k'nasa d'rabbanan shelo yehechum ro kulo. What are two ways of understanding of the k'nas of Rabbi Shimon that we have an exception in the case of Ta'arovas?
Let's just give a case. Let's say we have a situation where we have Rice Krispies. Okay, we have this Rice Krispie. This Rice Krispie has within it some lettuce, some malt, which is chametz, and the rest of it is all orez and sugar, etc. Mm-hmm. Right? That these are things that are mutter. Okay, so you have this box of Rice Krispies over Pesach, and now the question, you were lechora over on an Isur of Bayira, Bayimotze, Bechula, you have this box over Pesach, and now it's Motze Pesach, and we pass like Rabbi Shimon that we have a knas on Chamech Avav Pesach, namely had you had a loaf of bread, or had you had Cheerios, that would be Chamei Shalom HaPesach, that would be Aser. The question is the Rice Krispies also Aser? Rabbi Shimon says that since this Rice Krispies is a Ta'aroves, it's Mutter. What does it mean to say it's Mutter? What does it mean to say it's Mutter? What
are two
No, no. It's also, it's Mutter Bahana and Ba'achila. Yes? Either that this lessus that was all of Pesach in a Ta'aroves, that Rabbi Shimon never made a knas on it. He only made a knas on bottles of whiskey, he made a knas on loaves of bread. He never made a knas on chametz, which is found in a Ta'aroves. Or, he made a knas on chametz b'Ta'aroves, but what? But it's bottled in the heter. Namely, are we dealing over here with something that, according to Rabbi Shimon, is really mutter after Pesach? It's mutter. The letet is mutter after Pesach. Because his letet is not alone, it's in other things. And Rabbi Shimon never made a knas on that which is in other things. So Rabbi Shimon said, no. The letet is also, but we have rules for chalat tarakula of tarovis. This letet is not no same tam, let's assume. I mean, it happens to be less no same tam, otherwise they wouldn't put it in. But let's assume the letet would not be no same tam. It's batel. It's batel b'tarovis. Namely, we have over here heter, or we have over here Easter, which is batel. The bottom line is that it's mutter. But is it mutter because Rabbi Shimon never said that this lesson is usur, or he agreed the lesson is mutter, but as opposed to on Pesach where we have a din that there's no bitul b'mashu, Motze Pesach we have classic dinim of Tarovas and it's mutter. Meinach Gamina? Is this lesson a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Right? If we say the lesson is mutter, so it's mutter. Namely, it went from a state of Iser to a state of Heter. On Pesach itself it was Aser, and Motzei Pesach it's mutter. If we say it's Aser, but because the Tarovis is mutter, then that's the Ran is saying. It's in other words, that we basically have over here that which is what? Then we have whatever which is not a Dabar Sheyesh Lamatir. Then it's not a Dabar Sheyesh Lamatir. It's never mutter. It's never mutter. It's simply batel. This is the, in other words, the Ramban understands that the fact that we have an Easter after Pesach, that's on Chametz Be'en. But this is Chametz B'Tarovas. This is mutter. So here we have a Dabar Sheyesh Lamatir. The Ran understands, no, still Aser. It's just a Tarovas. And really, Chametz after Pesach remains Aser. Remains Aser Drabanan. We never got to a Heter. Okay, in other words, that it lends itself to the two possibilities. So why, in other words, in terms of the Rabban and the Rambam, when you speak of Dabar Sheyesh Lamatirim, one issue is that it's cyclical. That's one issue. Maybe being cyclical is not Dabar Sheyesh Lamatirim. Second issue is that it's Aser Drabanan. Maybe the moment you go from an Iser Daraisa to an Iser Drabanan, that's not an issue of Dabar Sheyesh Lamatirim. This is what the cyclical that we find in the Mordechai, that's Reb Chaim Cohen. The Isur Drabanan we find over here in the Ran. The Ramban himself was sensitive to it, but he sort of deflected it. But we find it in the Ran. But Rabbeinu David has a totally third reason for saying, what are you talking about? This is not a Dabar Sheyesh Lamatirim. Rabbeinu David says, V'ilav de mistafina meharav
Natre Rachmana Menuchas Al Kavod. In other words, this is after the Ramban passed away, so he gives all of the Zals and the Zatzals of the Chachmei Sfarad. Hava Amina, the Ramban was the Rebbe of Rabbeinu David. Shetam she'amru David she'shamatim afirav babatel who mipnei shelaro chachamim levatel isurim mishim shechasal meonan sheYisrael shereach leibud. But David she'shamatim came on shelamach or yom ha'achr yimuter me'elav laro levatel asa isur shebo sheyachahu lahashal sal laocho. This is whose svara, Rashi or the Ran, that David she'shamatim you can just leave it and it'll become muter. So therefore, this is Rashi. Right, just leave it; it'll become mutter. V'yimkein chametz eino b'din hazeh shehi rashai lahashoso mitzvah alav leva'aro. What is he saying? What's Rashi's svara is? What's the big deal? You have an apple of muktzah. Why use bitul? Wait until Motzei Shabbos; it'll become mutter. That svara doesn't apply to chametz on Pesach. Why? Why does that svara not apply to chametz on Pesach? You can't wait. What do you mean leave it? You're over by your rabbi Yimatzei. Right? There's a union of Tashbis. What do you mean leave it? You can't leave it. The whole svar is just have patience. But what if there's an Easter to have patience? What if you're going to be over every minute on by your rabbi Yimatzei? That's what the Lulei de Mistafina. We're not afraid of my Rebbe. I would say, what are you talking about, David Sheshamatirim? You can't wait. The Yimtomar Yochol Lahashos Es HaTarovis Keshein Bo Chomez Kolkach Shehei Mitzvah Labaro Zeno Klum. What are you talking about? There's no heter to say, well, you know, words, I'll wait, you know, words, because we're doing, there's no such heter. You know, we're dealing with an Easter, Abaye Roa, Abaye Matzah. You can't say it's Davashish HaMathirim, doesn't mention cyclical, doesn't mention Easter Drabana. Rabbeinu David says that we have an Easter, Abaye Roa, Abaye Matzah. You can't wait. Asur Lahash Lishot. You're not allowed to wait. The whole concept of Davash HaMatirim is that wait and it'll become mutter. Here you can't wait. You're not allowed to wait. Now, what would the Ramban answer to this? Either you don't have to switch horses, right, to the other side of the equation. We've been learning the Ramban, you know, it's like Rashi. Or if he doesn't want to switch horses, in Achinai, there's an Easter of the Gavra on Bayir Abayi Matzeh. But we're not concerned about the Easter of the Gavra, we're concerned with the Chetzah. Is this Chetzah going to turn into Heter? Namely, to divide and conquer, to try and view things just like we took off we forget about the Din Drabanan of Rabbi Shimon, we forget about the Din D'Oraita Bayir Abayi Matzeh. It's a different realm. But in other words, the Ramban seems to come up with this panacea of Davar Sheish Lematirim, that this solves all the issues. No, it certainly doesn't solve all the issues. Firstly, we still have to come on to a chumra to include over mid b'shein amino. And secondly, we have to ask ourselves, I eat cyclical, maybe it's not Davash HaMatirim. I were moving from the frying pan into the fire, we're moving from an Easter d'Oraisa into an Easter d'Rabbanan. And then, who says we can wait? We have a din of Bayi Rabbi Yimatzeh. So we only find this in the Ramban, I mean, not only. The Ramban and the Rambam are certainly heavyweights, but as opposed to all the other Rishonim, no one else brings in Davash HaMatirim to explain our sugya. They're all working with chumra, of kares, chumra, of lo bedile, chumra by Rabbi Yimatzeh. That's what brings about the Easter Mashahu, which is across the board. Okay, we'll stop over here. What we're left with is the thing. Okay, what we're left with is just the end of the sugya, where the sugya, they bring in, again, our soldiers. This is the Gemara we saw back on the Pehim of days in terms of quartering the soldiers and taking care of their chametz, and this was a problem kanareh in Mechoza. So this is brought in over here also in terms of the instructions that were given regarding the chametz. So here I ask you to look at Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Raifid. The Raifid is, I'm sorry, I saw Perek Dalet Och HaGimel, because that's what mentions on the bottom over here in this footnote on the Gemara. But if you look in the Rambam itself, the Raivet is Perek Dalet Och HaDalet, not Perek Dalet Och HaGimel, I'm sorry. So we'll finish that. And then, in Yitzh Hashem, we'll move into the next sugya. The next sugya, again, for those who are learning Yerodeya, should serve as a good chazara of some of the principles that you've seen. We'll take it step by step. I don't know how far we'll get on Wednesday. Wednesday, Rabbi Chassin is giving shiur, Emir Tzashem, at 9:15. And so again, 15 minutes after his shiur. So if you can learn the Gemara from Amar Rav until Hahu Tanura, from star to star. There's no two dots over here. It's about 10 lines of Gemara. And there are two issues. We have two Tosas over here. Tosas Amar Rav and Tosas Lishinu. One of them deals with the issue of Nosein Tam Lefgam, and the other deals with the issue of Eimavaton Yisrael Lechatzchila. Both of these are very, very broad topics. But we'll look at it from the perspective of Psachim. Namely, see Rashi over here on both of these issues. See Tosas over here on both of these issues. And then, what else did I want you to see? Oh, in terms of Nosein Tam Lefgam, when I say see Tosas, see also Tosas Rash Mishan, Tosas Beno Peretz, the Maram Chava, the Ran. And we'll see the Rishonim over here, and we'll discuss how this fits into the world of Nosein Tam Lefgam. Nosein Tam Lefgam, it's known in Beis Yosef, in Siman Kuf Gimel, he quotes two main shitos, a shita of the Rashba, a shita of the Ran. So I'll give you the Maram Makomos, just if you want. You can either look in the Beis Yosef and see them there in Siman Kuf Gimel, or see them inside. And then the next Tosus, again, I don't know how far we'll get, does with Eimavat HaNisro L'Chatzchila. So again, Rashi, Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz. Over here, the Ramban, Rabbeinu David, the Ritva, the Ran. And it's to see the Rishonim on the Sugya. That's in terms of Bitul Yisro L'Chatzchila. Everything is over here.
Chazak Uvorosh.